Okay. Why are we doing this? The topic is, if you recall, when the Eitz Hadas, before you give him the Isser, Adam and Chava, not to eat, what are you looking for? Oh, it's over here. So I'll check it. Before they were told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, it was told Achol Tochal you could eat from the other fruits. And there were different shatim. Some say, listen, you don't have to eat everything. If you want to eat, eat. If you don't want to eat, don't eat, you know. You don't have to be like a Jewish mother. You have to keep on eating. Like, what do you want to do? And then it was shot, no, you have to eat everything. Because if you don't, the Mepharish quoting saying that in the future, meaning in the Olam Haba, you're going to be told, you're going to ask by God, why didn't you partake in all of the beauty that I gave into this world? So the question which I wanted to discuss was just more of, even understanding. So listen, my daughter-in-law's, actually one daughter-in-law, just can't eat tomatoes, and she doesn't eat fruit. She doesn't eat any fruit. And she just don't like it.
And also, yeah, they might like one over the other.
So right, exactly.
Forcing them to eat it might be
right. You know what? I find every Rosh Hashanah Leia buys this funny fruit, and we eat it. And I always say, there's a reason why I don't have it. Like the Chinese apple. You can take it. I don't want it. It just doesn't. I remember
but you need it for the no fruit.
I know. But I remember in the old days, like, what's that fruit? Kiwi. So when I was growing up, we used to have kiwi every year. No one ever had kiwi, right? No kiwi was ever found over here. So that was a good shachiyana. But the rest of it. So the question I want to talk about is vegetarianism. How does the Torah look at that? And I think by the time we're finished, it's going to be very reminiscent of the early days when we were talking about environmentalism. It's a very nice area to understand. I'd like to welcome back our conservative spokesman for the KKK.
Conservative, little C or big C? Well, we need somebody to counteract you as the Marxist.
You touched on this last time we were here, and I'm actually curious because you touched on vegetarianism. And it's very explicit in the law that we should be eating animals.
So let's understand what that means. Exactly. That's why you're here. So, Bereshis, number one. Vayomer Elokim, Hinei Nasati Lachem, is called Esav Zareya Zera, Shal Penecha La'aretz. It's called Esav Shebo Priya Eitz Zareya Zera Lachem Yiyel Achla. He says, I'm giving to you all of the Esav, all of the grass, all of the growth, anything that comes from a tree to eat. Ulechol Chayasa Aretz, Ulechol Ofa Shemayim, Ulechol Romesh Al Aretz, Shebo Nefesh Chaya. And not only to you, I'm giving it to, you know, all the animals, all the birds. It's called Yerek Esav La'achla Vahiche. Okay, so that is just simply saying to everyone, you have a right to eat. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Adam Harishon Lohuta Lo Basu La'achla. Right? Adam Harishon wasn't given permission to eat meat. Tichsev Lochem, Yiyye La'achla, Ulechol Chayas Ha'aretz. But not Chayasa aretz lochem, but not you can't eat the animals that are for you to eat. Uchishabah ubenei Noach, this we know. Hitel lochem, shenema ki yerek esav natati lochem etzakol. So he said, all right. Now after notes, if that's part of our discussion, why there was a heter for Noach, why not before? And Rashi says lochem yiyel ochel lochol chayasa aretz. He shavu lochem behemos v'chayos lamachol. Compare them. Exactly to behemoth and chayos, v'lo hershala adam leisha lahamis bria, and didn't give permission to them to kill anyone. V'lecha basar, to eat meat. Ach kol yerek esav yochlu yachad kulam, all of the breathing animal kingdom and man had the right to eat the plants. Uchishabo ubenei Noach hita lahem basar shenema koromish ashehu chay ki yerek esav. Good. Tosfos asks a very simple question. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Right? One of them is Hever Menachai. So, what... Now, when you say Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, remember we said Vayitzav from that Pasuk that we were learning, Vayitzav, from there the Torah learns that the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach were given. So So even though we call it Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach, it happened from the time of Adam HaRishon. Right? The really understanding except the difference between Mitzvos B'nai Noach, the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach, and out in the Torah was the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach is for civilization. This is how you create a civilized world. Of course, the only thing that stands out that doesn't seem to be a rationale of the civilized world is what? Evi Menachai. Right? That's not necessarily part of a civilization. So Tulsa says, Achol tachol alo Eber Menachai, v'hada amrim lo kaman de lo huta lo adam harishon basa la'achila. See, what happened to the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei'ach? Even though you say later on that Adam Rishon wasn't allowed to eat, haynu lahames v'le'achol. So Tulsa understands there were seven, but to Adam he said, listen, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to go kill an animal and eat it. But Avala Mesa may allow if the animal happens to die. Shari, but Asi Lafuki, Abram and Achai Dafila Nofma Elov Asa. Abram somehow, I don't know how that would happen, or maybe another animal just like cuts it off. You didn't cut it off. Another limb falls off the animal, that would be an Abram and Achai. There Tulsa says, you're not allowed to eat. That was, in other words, Tulsa says that definitely was Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noah from the very beginning. And his answer was that if you have an iser that you can't eat meat, right, then I don't need, obviously you can't have Eber Menachai, you can't have anything. So that's how he answers it. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, Al Shisha Devarim. He says, no, there were six and then there were seven. Al Shisha Devarim Itztava Adam HaRishon. Avodah Zarah. That's what I'm going to say. This is why civilized understanding. Allah Vodazar, and she got a belief in a God. You know, that's for civilization, to realize there's a supreme being. Al Berchas Hashem, you don't curse God. V'al Shvichas Dom, you can't kill. Gili Arroyos, illicit relations. Allah Gezel, can't steal. Al Dinam, you have to set up courts. Alpha Pisha Kulan Hin Kabbalah B'Yadanim Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though we say this from Pip Kabbalah, from Moshe Rabbeinu, nevertheless, but Noah, once he was commanded that you can eat meat, so now Abram number seven comes in. According to the Rambam, it makes sense now why we call it Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noah, because there were no Sheva Mitzvos beforehand. So it's a nice little side thing. And the Kesef Mishnah, so he explains, Tan Rabbanim. Hashem mitzvos estaba b'nei Noach dinen u'birchas Hashem avodah zarah gilei arroyos. Good. V'dorish lahu hasa mikra v'yitzav elokim al adam. So where does he learn this? From the pasuk of that's what the Gemara says. We learn from the pasuk v'yitzav elokim al ha'adam. Rambin and basa hachi amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav adam arishan lohuta la basa lachila. They was moderate. From here we see that Adam Harishon lo nistava was not commanded al Eivim Menachai. Shemi shematuv al Eivim Menachai mashmad k'she'ena Menachai mutar. Obviously, he wasn't commanded, so obviously there was no iser. But kiven de la'adam harishon lahuta lo basal klal lahayatzarach letzabel sal Eivim Menachai. So therefore, since man couldn't eat meat, obviously there was no iser of Eivim Menachai. V'zeu shekasa rabbeinu al shisha devar mitztavu adam. That's why the Rambam says that Adam Harishon was commanded on six things. Hosef l'noach Eivim Menachai. V'av fal gav, even though we say, even though we say, now, here's a good question, right? You learn from the Pasuk by Yitzhav that there were Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach. But you weren't told about the seventh one until the next parsha. Mm-hmm. How can that be?
Did you have known that there was seven, but you're not told what the seven are until the next parsha?
I mean, that's not a bad answer. In other words, maybe that's what Tosus is saying. Because what you're
revealed later on.
Right. In other words, again, to my point to you, especially to you, who always disagrees with me on this concept, these psukim are not to be read historically. It means the way it was written, we learn into the psukim. But you're right. It could very well be like the Rambam could have said. He's going to say it a little bit differently. But it could be according to Rambam to say, Vayitzav ala Adam, meaning is the way the Torah is written and we're darshaning out from it, six to him and one later on. But we're learning it from this pasuk. He's going to say differently, very interesting. Vahu kra ba Adam ksiv hamash madivu rabbeinu tahu kra asmachta be'alma. Now, I don't know exactly what he means. What is an asmachta? Asmachta usually means it's only the Rabbana.
What's he saying
is an asmachta? They, in other words, Vayitzav Elokim, that's not the pshat in the pasuk. Remember the first time we looked at the pasuk? And I showed you. Oh, by the way, this pasuk, the Gemara learns from here, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Why? Because it says Vayitzav Al Ha'adam. I mean, where do you see that? How do you get the seven mitzvahs in there? Where do you see it? Vav for this, yud for that. Where's the, is the gematria? Where'd you see it? So he's, I think the way the Kesef Misha understands the Ramasin is this halacha of Moshe Sinai. We knew about this. Just like the Masara, everyone knew this was the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noah. Where do you see it in the Torah? The Torah never tells us explicitly. No, it doesn't. Never tells us explicitly these are the seven things that the B'nai Yav.
The things the Torah there are dulled.
Right, so that's what the Rambam says. Exactly.
Could the Torah also be leading it up to the rabbis to decide what the seven should be?
Then it would only be a Derabbanan versus a Deraisa.
No, it's Deraisa that there are seven.
Oh, so you want to say then they came up. The problem is that the idea of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is that this is a rational... In other words, it's not that someone else had to come up with it. This is a rational understanding. What makes civilization?
But that would be consistent.
And that has nothing to do with the later on ideas. Of, oh, you know what? Wait, see, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is like... It's almost like natural law.
But it could be that they're saying that the rabbis were... There were seven mitzvot, and the Torah was... anticipating that the rabbis would be able to rationally decide what
okay.
seven you need.
Could be. You want to say that it was development. Okay.
It's rational, except that look what was going on during the time of Noah. They were doing exactly all
of these things.
So now it did need to be said.
So that's even proof to, like Jimmy is saying, it's almost like Noah came up and said, okay, meeting with all the parents, all the kids, and said, what went wrong with the world? Right. Well, Daddy, you remember this, Right. That, I mean, it's a big chiddush. I'm looking forward to Kiddushei Jim. Right, so maybe that's what. Okay. All right. So why was Noah given the right to eat meat? Let's start from there. Why was he given the right?
Isn't there one interpretation that because man had become too much like the animals, he was associating too much with the animals, and at the time of the flood, man and animal were like, there was no distinction between them.
And therefore...
Give us the distinction.
Not every animal is a meat-eating animal.
What?
Not every animal is a meat-eating animal.
Uh-huh. No,
by eating the meat, you make them a lower...
Right.
Right. So let's see. That's an idea. First of all, the Ramban. Avol nosim la'adam la'ishto kol esav zareya zera v'chol priyates, gave them the right to eat. L'chayis ha'oros for shemayim nosim kol yerek esav. Then he says, lo priya eitz v'lo hazron. This is very interesting. They weren't allowed to eat fruit. In other words, he has a holstra. Exactly. It's a funny understanding. I mean, the understanding of man and behemoth before the marble in the beginning, like, it's almost as if, look, okay, the animals were told that you can't have fruit. I mean, I'm always amazed at my cat. Comes back to the cat. I'm always amazed at my cat. Like, he just won't eat certain things. You know, like, how does he know he doesn't like fruit? I never gave it to him. How do you know? You know, won't eat fruit, won't eat vegetables. It has to be, you know. How does he know?
Were there no carnivores at this point?
I don't know. I didn't. They didn't have. They didn't have geographic. What is it called? They didn't have it in those days.
Once again, proved that cats are snooty.
The ain ma'acholam yachad kulam b'shavu.
We had a whole debate about doors versus cats.
He's an anti-cat person, along being anti-Semitic and anti.
You don't like Jewish cats.
Achabasar lo hirshabo. In other words, for whatever the animals couldn't have fruit, man couldn't have meat. Abenei no kedash rabaseinu. V'pshuto shemikra. That's exactly what the mikra is saying. V'hayizem ibnei shabali nefesh atnua yesham kitzas amala benafsha. Everyone has a higher level within themselves. And everyone understands what's good for them. And run away, something's going to hurt you. Because of Omer, miyodei ruach bnei adam ha'olel hu l'malav ruach behema yaretasi l'matel aretz. In other words, the man's neshama, he's higher than the behema. V'kasha chotru. V'hishkas kol basas darcho al ha'aretz. Everyone brought themselves down. Nigzar sheyamusu b'mal, and the gzer was everyone should die. U'b'avur noach hitzil mehem l'kiyim hamim. And because of Noach, he saved everyone else, right? Without Noach, everyone would be destroyed. Noasan lohem reshus l'shchot v'le'echol kikiyumim ba'avuro. So he gave permission now to Noach, you can eat. You can eat all these animals because you saved them. It just means pshat. So what? I mean, it's nice. So first of all, I will ask, so Noach, okay, you have a right to eat them. What do I have to do? Jimmy shouldn't be allowed to eat me because he has no rachmanis on a cat. So me...
I won't eat a cat.
He won't eat a cat. But I'm saying me. I was like, what is he saying? Nevertheless, by the way, and this is an important idea, not anything. What does he mean by this whole idea of the Rambam? What is it? So he saved them, therefore you have the right to save them. You have the right to eat them.
Question, Rabbi. So are you saying that before the Teva was built, before Noah built the Teva, we were not discouraged or not allowed to eat meat?
No, meat. You weren't allowed to eat meat. No.
So we weren't told we can't eat, this is what you can eat, right?
Yeah, but there was, from the apostle was saying no. He's saying this is what you can eat. But
Meklal
Lava Tashamahan. So Adam
Arishon could not eat meat. No. And no one can eat meat until after the table.
Right. No schmooks, no delis, no nothing.
Nothing. And the same about fruit?
Fruit we were allowed to eat. Heart's content, vegetables. Cardiologists had nothing to do in those days. Nothing. Oh, come back. Let's come back to the hunting thing.
Okay.
Hold off. You're right.
Maybe he wanted Noah and, I guess, his children to eat meat so they could observe Eber Minachak. So they could, these are the laws of so you to show them what's decent or whatever you want to call Eber Minachak is, that you can eat meat, you can eat those goats, you can eat those cows.
Who are you talking about with Noah?
Noah.
Yeah, why, okay, the Eber Menachai question is why can't you have an Eber Menachai? And two, what I'm asking is why all of a sudden meat's mutter? So what? You saved them. Mm-hmm. So what? You saved the broken, now you can kill them. Doesn't seem to be...
I just pictured it when you see the movies with the knights who saved like a group of people and suddenly those people, now we are your servant, you can do with us what you want. So by his saving them, he's got them as property. Now,
that's right, so I'm asking, is that what he means? Is that what he means?
Like
right. So I would develop a different idea. The next pasuk, the number of Yivarchlem is Noach, and he gives him, V'yom lehem peru revu melu sa'aretz, umarachem v'chitchem yeah al kol chayu, the fear should be on you, kol of ha'shamayim b'chol ha'shatirmosh, now they should have a fear of you. Okay, what does that mean? So come to your Archaim
HaKadosh. Question.
Yeah.
Is there any discussion about asking the animals whether they wanted to be saved, after which they could be eaten? other words, there was no cut there.
No recorded such conversation.
Right. I mean, the Irish, they could, you know, could communicate with animals. I mean, you know, and so on. But there was no consultation.
I don't think there was really an, you know, back and forth. I think they would have said no.
But I mean, he's a philosopher. You know, he's a philosopher.
Well, that's what I think. You have to look for the man's perspective. What
maybe
we're trying to create
cats,
inside
maybe man. That's why cats aren't kosher. Cats talk back. What are you talking about?
The Arachayim says as follows: Yesh l'das lama lahuta harbasa la'adam alal Noach. Why? Nira ki Noach mishalon nasin lal degimel sif. Three reasons. Ha'echad she'em tu'aso, through his intermediary, Masa Hashem l'kayim hamin, v'zulasa lohayim akayim min haromash b'chol adam. Through him, mankind and animal kingdom were saved. Uvezeh zachahu b'hem. Beis. Shehu Torach Bahem V'yiga, but he worked for them in the Teva. V'tzeyu l'mad kami yigiyos yoga Bahem. And you know how difficult a time it was for him. But Olav Nemar yigiyah kapecha. Gimel, shegorim be'emtuz karbano shenisratza Hashem, through his karban, through his sacrifice of an animal, nishba shelo yikares kol basa, the rest of mankind would not be destroyed. In other words, I think what the Or HaChaim is picking up, I think this is what the Ramban meant. Man has to understand you have a purpose in this world. The world is created because of you, what you can accomplish. Therefore, meat is going to be allowed for you. Not because out of a pure taiva, but in other words, there has to be a deeper rationale behind it. He's hinting at it.
What is the deeper rationale?
What we're going to get to. We're going to see. The Sifsei Chachamim, Uma shehitu l'Noach habasa yosem l'adam, nir l'nasa, why? L'fi shemekodem hayu ha'adam v'abheim ha'shaven kulam masei Hashem yitron man adam. Everyone's equal. Everyone's equal. The animal, this. So you ask the question, we all laughed. Was ever such a conversation? If everyone is equal, no one has a real purpose in life but just to continue existence. I'm greater than the animal. I have a purpose. What is my purpose? So we understand our purpose in Chassidus is to bring Kadosh Baruch Hu down to the world or to create a greater, whatever you want to say. But when everything is equal, right, no one does anything. There's no such thing. You have a purpose in life. The animal doesn't have such a purpose. You know, when you talk about philosophy, yes, the Rambam is going to say there's something called Hashkacha Klolus and Hashkacha Pratis. The Hashkacha Klolus is the whole world has Hashkacha Klolus. Because they're all here, there's a reason for it. God needs a million sheep on the world for whatever reason. So that once you have the next 10 sheep, all right, now I get rid of them. They don't receive Hashkacha Klolus. Hashkacha Pratis is when God is dafka for you. You fit into the world. Most people are in Hashgacha Klolos. We're needed in the world. Why? The people who really are the most important, the ones who lead us to the next level, they receive the Hashgacha Pratis, and we're here to service that. But to always move the world in a certain direction. So if everyone, why should one person overtake someone else? Everyone was chotim. B'schus Noach means Noach realized. Noach ish tzadikoya. He realized, as opposed to the rest of the world, there is a purpose for man in this world, not to simply act as an animal. And therefore, now, so. You were saying in the beginning, maybe because man became so much like an animal, we have to show that we're distinct from the animals.
And this concept and what our role is, specifically as Jews, to bring this concept to the world is more important than ever. Because the whole gestalt in the world today is that everybody is equal, everybody is...
There's no right or wrong. Exactly. That's the problem with society. Absolutely. It is a problem to society. There's no right and wrong.
We are simply animals that right. exist. Everybody should be treated the same. And in fact, the whole gestalt...
There's a difference, again, I said before.
Is it? The far left progressives is that we've been oppressed, so now we get to oppress everyone else, like, to bring equality.
question?
Yeah.
If animals and humans are equal, how come Hashem told the Adam to name the animals? That shows some dominance over the animals?
Right. And the truth is, you're right. And that was, obviously, there never was supposed to have been a mabul in theory in the creation of the world. Adam, because the chayt of Adam, man then went lower and lower and lower. Exactly right. Now, that's what it was. It was to Adam, you have a purpose. You're the one. You're the perfect. You're the one who's going to, we're going to come back to his idea.
Is it possible that that's why Hebel was killed? Because he sacrificed an animal? He gave him the right to sacrifice an animal? It wasn't
from
Noah to sacrifice an animal,
but interesting. We have to look into that. Interesting.
Rabbi Birch. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is a rationale for slavery. You know that? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because the people from Africa were rescued, the tribe from rescued.
Yeah, but you're okay, but you're missing the point. Now you're missing the point. That's exactly.
So.
1 second. This is exactly what the Aruch Chaim and the Sistema are trying to say. No, it's not simply because it's not because we save them. It wasn't. That's what he meant. It wasn't. We said it initially. I asked in the Ramban. Does it mean because I saved them and therefore I have the right to kill them? No.
No, I saved them and I have the right to use them.
No, it's because I saved them because I realized the greater purpose in life. It's through me. I saw this, and therefore, now we're going to create a world. Yeah. Now, we're going to come back to it. Let me get to it. We're going to come back to it, because we know that we have the power over the animals to use them for experimentation, etc. Good. That's what we're developing now. But I now want to show you the next stage of manager of the heter. Now you have the greater purpose. And they're here to service you. There's no question about it. Because you know the greater goal of creating this world. So now, what's your relationship with the animal? What is your relationship? And that's where we get into vegetarianism.
Good question.
Yeah.
So if Noah is able to eat the animals because he saved all the animals, why can we only eat some animals and not all?
Perfect question.
That's a good question.
That's why you're here. That's exactly what we're leading to. By the way, what do you think that is?
Why do I think that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, why?
That's why
they
know any animal.
What?
They know any animal.
So why were we given yes, this, no, that?
Because you do have to have some restraint, even as a human being. You have been out of that, and you have to be able to control yourself in certain ways.
Why am I controlling myself from that? So let me show you some unbelievable, more than it, some unbelievable ideas.
And one more question about this. In a way, you would say, on this theory, you should be able to eat the animals.
We're not going to get to exactly why something's kosher and something's not kosher, why you eat this and not that, but we're going to get a philosophical understanding of how to look at it. And we're going to move towards now an understanding of why vegetarianism is something which Rav Kook has spoken about. This is more of a correct idea, or a lofty idea, of how to look about eating meat. So let's see. I just have to skip a little bit because I have to leave by 9:25, but let me see. Klei Yakar also talks about the fact that you're eating, you become close to that animal. I'm going to skip that. In the Midbar, we didn't have a Mitzvah Shechita. We had a Mitzvah Shechita when we came into Eretz Yisrael. I once gave a whole shiur about it, like, what is the, you know, you what they used to do with Yanika, you just puncture, you kill it, and then he could eat the animal. So I always have said, like, you know, this famous question, you know, Rabbeinu Yirmiyah had asked in the Gemara, so if you had leftover meat the last day when you were in the Midbar, and then you came into Eretz Yisrael, were you allowed to eat that meat? You know, in the Midbar, it was kosher meat, but once you crossed over, it wasn't kosher anymore. So he threw him out of yeshiva for that question, because he said, what kind of question is that? So the Rush points out, no, it's a gewaltic question. He's asking was, mitoksha hutra. Once it was mutter the day before, so the next day it should still be mutter. And so much, there is
Why would it
there be? Is a discussion. that if you have meat from Shabbos during the 9 days, maybe you should be allowed to eat it during the 9 days. Why? Because the meat was kosher to eat on 9 days. That's why I have a whole share once about going to the moon. The question was whether it was halacha on the moon. So once if I take a burger, you know, I bring it up to the moon, that was a trait burger, and then I come back, can I eat that burger here?
But why would you be allowed to eat anything after we were given the Torah in the
Midrash? The Torah you were allowed to eat? So now let's see. Now let's understand this. So the Torah says, Ki Yachav Hashem Elokechaz Gulecha Kashedi Bilach V'yamata Ochla Basom. When God said you can eat this, Ki Tavas Nafshecha Le'echol. You have a taiva, you have a desire to eat. Basa B'chol Abas Nafshecha Tochel Basa. So you're allowed to eat it. Okay, so when you come in, and then we're going to say you have to do shechita when you. But what did you do in the midbar? So first of all, the Sifri. Sifri says we amata ochla basar kitava nafshecha lechol basar. Rabbi Shmuel says magid shahabasa tavas neesa lehem yisrael b'midbar. In the midbar, just because you want to eat, yeah, taiva. No, you can't just eat meat. In the midbar, what did you have to eat? Carbonos, that's it.
Didn't they say they had no meat to eat?
Yeah, they kept the complaint, but they had.
Didn't they eat quail?
Well, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Loba, Kasav Lamod, Elamitzus Amuris Khan. That the whole person, Rabbi Kiva says, no, they're only telling you now, it's a mitzvah here, Le'esolem Basa Nechira. Just to simply say what you did over there before, you could eat, you didn't have to have shechita, now you have to shechita. Rebbe Lezer ben Azaya Omer, Labo HaKosef Ela Lamei Derech Eretz, Shelo Yelchel Adam Basar Ela L'Tayyavon. Don't be a glutton. You're hungry, you really need something, eat it. Shafri is already planting this idea from being a matarit. You know, like you imagine, you don't say that about the Priya Eretz, you know, fruit. Only if you're really hungry, you eat the pre. If you're saying it by an animal, the Sifri is already taking a step back. In Tana Rabbanim, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Lakech Zuvulcha Lamda Torah Derech Eretz, Shalolechol Adam Basar Elo Tayavon. That is the predominant understanding of the purpose of the Pasuk. Now, Rabbi Kiva is correct. No one disagrees. And they really want to say, all of them are adding to each other. But Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah is already giving the hashkafa how to look at eating animals. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, he brings in a different idea. He seems to be, well, no, they're talking about the Sifri, who the Rambam, by the way, quite often paskens like the Sifri. Kishahoy Yisroel b'midbar lo nistavu b'shechita hachulen ela hoyim nokrin o shochtim v'ochlin kisharum. In the midbar there's no mitzvah shechita. Just however you kill it. With the stavu b'midrash shekol harotel l'shchot lo yishchot ela shlamim shenemar ish mibeis Yisrael asher yaviu. Okay, in the midbar, didn't allow anything as far as really eating meat except what through shlam. Halacha yud tamachacham mechalka dvar b'mishmat ochel v'shosa b'zonis anshe beisuk kafim mimonu v'atlam. So listen, as much as you make, that's how you serve, that's how you feed your family. Below Yatriya Chal Atma Yosem Adai, don't work too hard. Tziba Chachamim Derecher Shaliachol Adam Basa Ela Tayavon. And then he finishes off, and when it comes to like, and you shouldn't really only eat once a week. I mean, if you can afford to eat more, he gives me more. He doesn't build up as much. And Rashi basically puts it all together. Lam de Torah Derecher Eretz Shalo Yitava Adam Lechol Basa Ela Mitok Lechavi Yadayim Ba'osher. He sounds like the Rambam. You shouldn't eat meat except if you have enough money and you're hungry. And fine.
What about the quail in the midbar?
And there for what?
Did they have to be shechted?
Nothing happened. There was no halacha of shechita. There's no halacha of shechita.
I'm still missing the concept of why. Why you only eat meat?
I'm trying to get there.
Can I just clarify? This is meat, not fowl. We're talking meat, mammal.
Well, it continues also with fowl, also. Oh. It's both, yeah. Okay. I want to read to you a Sifrei the Chinuch, which is fantastic. I just never thought about it. And the way he puts it, Tari, you know, is Shchutei Chutz. Kachim, you're not allowed to eat outside. You're not allowed to shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash. What's the what? Look at the lashon of the Sefer Achinuch of why it's aser. Ha'inyin hu ki Hashem yisparach. That's number 20. Lo hita levnei adam basa balechayim rak lekapara olot tzarchay b'nei adam. I'm only allowing you to eat meat for kapara. It's part of karbanos. Olot tzarchay b'nei adam, or for the purposes of man, right? It's for health reason. Kigo mazon or rufua. O kol davar sheyesh bo shum tzarach b'nei adam. We've said this concept over and over, right? V'yidgu al aris, you have the power over the land for your purposes. Animal experimentation sounds cruel, you know. I always used to make fun of Stewie Atho because he's experimenting on mice. I said, in the world of the mice, is a picture of Stewie with a little, you know, circling across on it. But why does he do it? Because he did it for the purposes of mankind. Avol hamisim, listen to this. Avol hamisim lishun to'eles, to kill him for no reason at all. Yesh bedava hashchasa, it's a destructive, the nigra shofech dam. So as if you just shofech, you're killing an animal for no reason whatsoever. The alpha pisha ainik shvichas dam ha'adam. I know. I'm not. See, this is where the world makes the mistake. We also make the mistake by not explaining it properly. You have to have mercy on animals. They're not here just like, you know, there's so many stories of Gedolim, and I think we did the Gemara earlier on. I showed the Gemara, I forget who it was, when he says, and he got punished for this for many months, having terrible ailments, because he said to a cow or some animal who was running away, he says, where are you running? You were created to be shechted. And the fact that he had such a lack of compassion for the animal, so God punished him on his level. Mm-hmm. Here is like kishvich asdam. The Pischei Tshuva, it says specific, forget about hunting. Of course hunting is awesome. The Pischei Tshuva talks against fishing. What are you fishing for? What kind of a mile is in a man that it's a life.
What if you're going
to
eat the fish?
That's different. When a guy's doing for a sport, he says, you don't do this. Kishvich asdam ha'adam lamala ha'adam upsichos abhemi komakom. Shvich asdam yikro. Still considered Shvich asdam. It's something you shouldn't be doing. Rav Hirsch. He says, HaTorah menicha shehabasa einu mazam ragel elo hu ba l'sapek drisha miyuchedes. Basar. Nira misham sherak acharei shegufa adam halach v'nichlash. Only when man became weakened, hayatzarach l'achol basar yom yom. Then, because man's physical status in the world became weak, and he, in his perception, we needed meat to give us for the purposes of refuah. V'chein nira me'apotzi shalom shegam acharei hachavas l'agvul. Kasher panasa matzui berevach. Even though we went into Eretz Yisrael, adayin achilas habasa mutanas bekach shetavas nafshecha. The Torah is saying is, just realize you got to have it in the back of your mind. Maybe it's greater in type of world. A part of it is going to say maybe you should all be vegetarian. But God's saying, listen, you can't live in that world. Or maybe you can have a different understanding that karbanas, you know, maybe. Knowing the world we live in, the overemphasis on the kedusha of the animal brings us back to the days before the Mabul. And that's what's happening today. It's a misplaced mercy. And no one denies that you should have mercy on animal. We here read these things about in the shochtim, in the factories, where they're literally inhumane to these animals, that's not halachic. That's wrong. Simultaneously. But of course, you know, like the tsar by chayim.
Is there any difference between being usher to hunt versus extermination on insects and animals that you need to kill?
Interesting, because they're coming to hurt you.
They're not coming to hurt you. You just don't want cockroaches,
there's
ants, even mosquitoes.
Yeah, there's a whole tshuva from the Yavetz on that. Not so simple, that.
We have a society today where killing, performing an abortion up to the time when there's an argument even when it's coming out, that's acceptable. And yet animals, the protection of animals, they would not, there's a whole movement that's for the protection of animals in every way, shape, or form.
I agree.
More protection than human beings. And maybe it's an outgrowth of...
I think the more you study Torah and Halacha, you realize they had such a better, of course, I mean, Torah Hashem, there's such a better perception of balance. There's such a lack of balance in this world today.
So if you look at the whole Torah, there's a lot of compassion toward animals, whether it's working your
Moshe Rabbeinu, right?
Even just being compassionate toward the bird.
Right.
Don't take the mother. So come the chomer of killing
me. Right, exactly. And it's interesting that I always find that Moshe Rabbeinu, what did they talk about? The sheep, the thing with the putting of the sheep on this thing and saving it. And that's by the reason why they took it with Jesus also. They used it because it shows compassion for an animal. Because the animal's there, everyone sees animals, it doesn't do anything for you. Showing compassion to the animal shows your compassion.
It's a reminder that we're human beings. Because on one extreme, if you say we can't eat animals at all, it's making us though like we're angels. And then the other extreme, if you're just eating animals and you have no compassion for the animal, you're just an animal.
Right.
We're in between. We're in both. We have both the spiritual.
You know, reminds me. I was driving somewhere with someone, and he saw some kind of place that was selling chickens. Chickens, meat, and you have there a picture of a chicken. So he said, do you want to buy a? You want to go into a store where they have a picture of chicken? You don't want to see it. I remember when I was in Israel, so I think in Solomon, I was in the King Solomon Hotel. So they brought the fish, and they said, which one do you want to eat? I said, now I don't want to eat it. My fish comes in a can.
The only thing I'm going to tell you, so I grew up in Israel, right? And in Hebrew, the word for chicken and what you actually eat are different, right? There's a tamagol, which is the actual animal or whatever.
Right.
Oof, which is what you're eating on your plate. And until I was 6 years old, I had no idea that oof on my plate was actually a chicken. Until we went to a moshav to visit my aunt, and we saw the chicken. And my father explained it to me, and I was like, chicken, but I didn't really get that.
Shouldn't it be usher for people to wear fur, especially the Satma wearing their fur hats then?
Yeah.
Huh? Because you're just killing them, you're
well,
growing
okay.
them, killing
so
them.
Well, okay, so let me answer that. For religious purposes, obviously, if an animal's there for your health, it's your health for your nefesh and your guf. So I will answer you to say, do I think there's anything wrong with them wearing a fur hat, a fur shtreimel? The answer is no. Do I think it's wrong for a wife to wear a fur coat? Yes.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's my
what
opinion.
What religious reason?
Or a man. No, Joe Namath wore a fur coat.
Fur coat keeps you
because
warm.
I think...
Why is that a religious reason to wear fur?
You're asking me. I think...
I wouldn't say it out loud. This is being recorded,
I have
right?
no problem with that. My wife does not wear a fur coat, and I'm happy she agrees with me. I also want to buy it. I think one for a religious reason, so there's a purpose to killing the animal. I think it's a lack of compassion when we really just use the, and when we shut more animals just for the purposes of creating.
What's the religious rate? What is the religious?
Oh, they came up with their own religious idea. That's different. That's their idea. I don't care. I'm not going to question. But that's their Yirah Shemayim. That's part of their.
But so did the women to be happy.
Yes.
What do you want?
So you're pikuach nefesh. I understand. All right. You asked me for my opinion. You don't have to accept it. Let's just finish with the Rav Kook. That's why you're here now. You see, you're counterbalancing. You're.
I don't have a fur coat either.
Yes.
I can see you in this fur hat though. Ein Suffolk. This is Rav Kook. L'chol ish maskil v'hoga deyos. Shaharadiyo amura b'torah uradu b'dgas hayam uva'of ha-shamayim. And the Torah says, uradu b'dgas hayam uva'of ha-shamayim v'chol chayet ha rameshes ha-la'aretz. Einen mechavez radiyo shamoshel aretz. Don't, when God said, you're going to control the world, it's not like what you want to say. I didn't tell you, just do what you want. I didn't tell you that. Doesn't mean I'm not telling you to make everyone to your slaves. To explain to you the inner ideas within your heart. It's terrible to create a slavery notion like this. What does it mean? It says God has rachamim. You shouldn't. Chazal said, God told Adam, you can't eat me. So what do I say? What do you think is the higher form? From Adam Arishon? Must have been the way God really wanted this world. Ki yerek esav nasati lchem es kol. Umi ata, but now. Efter litzayi shetiyya ne'vedes and natzeach tova museres rabis arech. Now God gave you permission to help you. Shekevar hoysa mitzias nachlu anushas. Aleidechu tzeli nemar ashadati. It was for a purpose. Now 25. Ubevo heta lachila basa akra kedushas ha-mitzvus matan Torah. Once Torah gave us to get the Torah. Haricha b'hatzas ha-devarim. Ochla basa kitavis nafshel lecha b'chol os nafshet b'avis nafshet. When you're hungry, you can eat it. Yesh kan gares chacham. It's like an understanding to a smart person. Nistar of hara gevulis. Klomar. Calls man all time shemarisecha ha-pinimis lo tochitz b'achilas basa b'alechayim. All times that your inner needs, you don't want to eat it. Kemosh gevar atokates mi basa adam. Just like you wouldn't even think about eating a fellow man. Al kein lo hitzrucha hatorah lechtov alav isim afurish. God never had to tell you anything like that. She'ena adam tzarcha azhara amasha kana lo kvar musak tvai bezeh. It's your natural instinct not to. She'zeh kim afurish. She'bevo heter shal amatzav musari anushi l'shaketz basa balei chayim. Bibnei hagoel hamusari sheyesh bo. Hello, oz lo tava nafshecha lechol basa lo tacho. What he's saying is that the natural instinct of man really should be not to eat meat. It's not a positive notion. Just, all right, it's given to you for a reason, it's given to you for a purpose. And with that understanding, you should. Why was it even kashrus, tumei, vatara? Even there, God is saying, all right, you can eat. Even there, even that you should learn something from it. Don't just a willy-nilly go out and kill. And so, you know, I really want to do a little bit more research about, like, vegetarianism. There was the bear hatev, which I skipped. Brings down a Mishnah Berurah that really should only eat meat. He brings it for interesting reasons, because of the bet they did him. Should only meet on Shabbos. Don't eat it during the week.
Yeah, but the argument is the rabbis, it's my understanding, is that they said in some cases you have to show
cover. Oh, for karbanas, well, and right. So the question is, when is karbanas?
If the philosophy was true, you wouldn't.
The question is, even when we say ein simcha the basa b'yayin, so what does that mean? Let's say I don't like basa. I don't want to eat basa. They're not yotzei the mitzvah of simcha and yantif.
No,
of course they are.
But the point is that the rabbis could have simply said, if this philosophy carries, they're not going to say in some instances, if you like these, there you shouldn't. It should be based on what you're saying, you know, if you have to eat meat, eat it, but it's better than